What's up, everybody? Mr. Hate Vicious here. Now, I wasn't going to make a video today, so I just said, you know what? What the hell? But, what I'm seeing on my channel is a lot of people are a little confused of what I do here in the MGTOW manosphere. People are like, how are you a MGTOW? You still deal with women. I mean, you work with them and all this shit. You hook up with them. How are you a MGTOW? A real MGTOW is monk. No. There's still MGTOWs out there that hook up with women. There's still MGTOWs out there that, you know what I mean, that go out to bars and, you know what I mean, hook up with women, pump and dump and all this shit. That's cool and everything, okay? But that could get you into some serious trouble. Being a pickup artist and just hooking up with women, that could get you into some serious shit. And I understand you guys' concern. I know a lot of you MGTOWs out there want to stay far away from women. I understand it. And you don't want nothing to do with them. I completely understand your concern, okay? That's your way, okay? I'm a different type of MGTOW. Before MGTOW was even a thing, there was called Lycus 101. Okay? That's where I got my philosophy from. Okay? Mr. Tom Lycus. Okay? That's where I got it from. Sometimes, some of his content was about being a pickup artist. Some of it was about making money. He talked about everything. Sometimes he would piss us off and say, well, if you're making this much a year, you're a loser. If you ever got a payday advance or whatever, you're a loser. All this shit, man. He would talk all this fucking shit. You know what I mean? But if you guys don't know who Tom Lycus is, I suggest you guys better go over there and look at that. Okay? Now, you guys, a lot of you guys are out there are very confused of what I do here in MGTOW. What makes me a MGTOW? I'm going to tell you something what makes me a MGTOW. I am a man that went his own way, okay? I made the decision to still deal with women. Why? Because I am not a hater of women. I like being around women. I like women. I think a lot of them are very beautiful, okay? You guys probably are like... sticking your finger down your throat right now and throwing up and be like, okay, I'm not a hater of women, okay? I just figure out a way to hook up with women without hitting on them. If you guys know me, I dibble-dabbled in the adult industry, and I still do today. I still do it today. I mean, last year, when I went to the convention in Florida, I dibble-dabbled in it. I did a couple of video shoots, sure. I did a couple of video shoots. I caught an STD, and I did not even know it. It's all because everyone that year was just sleeping around with everybody, multiple partners. And I was warned when I got into this industry, it was like, you know, that type of STD, everybody catches. When you are sleeping around with each other at the after parties, that's what's going to happen. Be prepared for it. And a lot of them suggested, you know what, just wear a goddamn condom. Just do it. I didn't listen. I mean, because, you know, the mentality of being in the adult industry is like, the fantasy is not using a condom. This is why a lot of adult films sell more with the ones who don't use a condom compared to the ones who do use a condom. Okay? So I came up with a plan when I was growing up. I got sick and tired of being a pickup artist. And yes, I dibble-dabbled in that field too. Okay? It's hard work. I didn't care to go to bars or strip clubs and pick up girls. I did not care for that shit anymore. But what really got me into the adult industry when is when I joined the Adult Friend Finder. And I was getting invited to all these parties and all this shit. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to make a living off of this. Money talks and bullshit walks. Sure enough, it does. So I went out and got a lawyer. And I paid him. He taught me the way. Without me getting into some serious trouble. And I went from there. And that's how I get women. See, I wanted to not pay for hookers. You know, I know a lot of MGTOWs out there like to pay for hookers and have sex with them and then just be done with them, right? I didn't want that because I felt like that I wasn't getting anything out of it. You know what I mean? All I was getting was her pussy. Really? I might as well do the hard fucking work of being a pickup artist and not pay nothing. And get a headache at the end of the day. But you know what? Still, I would get that moist hole. But still, I didn't want to do that either. So, you know what? I thought of another idea. I was like, you know what? I'm getting into the adult industry. I'll pay the girl like a hooker. But she signs a model release giving me consent to take that content after I pay her and do her. And then take it off. Take it there. Send it off and make some money. So we both win. She makes money, I make money, but I make more money. So if you guys are very confused out there about me being a MGTOW and everything, I did go my own way. And no, when I brag about being in the adult industry, I'm not making you other MGTOWs out there jealous of me. I understand a lot of you don't want anything to do with women. That's perfectly fine. A lot of you go monk. A lot of you just want to stay completely away from women. That is fine. But a lot of you out there, I noticed when I first got into the adult industry, I got to find my very first video because I mentioned going into the adult industry and explaining why, how I get women and to make money off of them. And they leave me alone. They leave me alone. They're not bothering me anymore. They got theirs and I got mine. Plain and simple. And a lot of men were interested in that. They're like, dude, how do I get in the adult industry? You got me interested. And I told them where to go. And hopefully they're living happily ever after. Because I sure as hell am. I took a big, huge break about, doing a video, adult films and shit. You know what I mean? Ever since I caught my STD. That one time. And it wasn't a big deal. It wasn't a big deal at all. The doctor, even my doctor told me, that's not a big deal. It's like, all you're doing, if you're going to sleep around with a bunch of women, that's what's going to happen to you. Just wear a condom. That's what he said. If you're going to sleep with that many women, just fucking wear a condom. My doctor said, if the industry says that if your videos are going to sell, yeah, don't use a condom when you're doing your video. Okay, but when you're off the camera and you're hooking up with random bitches, wear a condom. So I was like, I took up on his advice. I was like, oh, okay. But that's my situation here, okay? I hope you guys are not confused anymore. I hope you guys are not mad at me. I'm not trying to make you guys feel jealous. The only men that are jealous of me who are they're the ones that are anti-MGTOW, okay? These fucking simpy-ass soy boy cucks, because they dreamt about being a person like me. They did. I'm living their fantasy. I am. They're the ones that hate me. And I do not want any of you MGTOWs out there hating on me just because I can hook up with women. I've been to strip clubs that I hooked up with women. I even hooked up with a woman in the back, in the VIP room. And in the VIP room where I live, the bartenders, and they're all girls, could see us. When I was fucking around with this one girl in the back, a couple of the bartenders were distracted. Because they weren't serving anybody, so they took a gander over my direction. They were looking at us. One of them was playing with herself, and the other one playing with herself, and at the same time playing with her titty. Just watching us do our thing. A couple of girls were doing that. True story. The manager caught us, but did nothing. They laughed about it, and one of the girls that did an adult film on my set, she told me what happened. She's like, what wound up happening that day is that she got kicked out of the place and couldn't dance there anymore. She would have to go someplace else. And then they would take a picture of her, and it would be a humiliation picture. This girl's a slut, blah, 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 and this and that. Slut shaming. That's all I did, was slut shame her. Big fucking whoop. I got a piece of ass, and she got slut shamed. But I hope you guys understand my situation here, okay? I have my ways of hooking up with women because I don't hate women. I still like women. Okay? I am not a woman hater. I'm not. I know how to deal with women more than anybody. I do. When I hook up with somebody at the convention and we see each other again, you know, after I hook up with her, we wake up next to each other in the bed because we get drunk. We do each other. We still remember what happened the next day. I mean, the previous day. We still remember what we did. We're not mad at each other. We're not like all freaking out. Oh man, did I just sleep with you last night? No. We knew what we did. And she's not calling me the next day. She's not bothering me the next day. If anything, we see each other the next day. We either give each other a big hug, a big old huge hug, a high five, or a fist bump. Big fucking deal. So I hope you guys understand my situation here. Okay, I'm not out to make you jealous. And you could still be a MGTOW and hook up with women. I've had so much experience with women. Many different types of women. Psycho ones, nice ones, you know what I mean, goody two shoes, you name it. Just nobody underage. They've all been 18 years old and up. That's what I've been dealing with. So I hope you guys have an understanding of what I do. You could still be a MGTOW and hook up with women. Am I a purple pill? No. I'm still a red pill. Because I do not get into relationships. At all. At all. I'm just a man that knows how to deal with women. Hope you guys understand. I'm Mr. Hate Vicious, signing off.